Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I bitches quit the shit. Still that anti-hater music. Tired of telling y'all about this. But I got one simple question, because y'all ladies got me twisted. We're gonna air this shit out right now, and we're gonna put it out there like this, alright? Got one question.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Yeah. You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
The life of ODB ain't no luxurious journey. Shit, I should be dead already in the back on a gurney. On a search for glory. But to get it, gotta go to war. I've been fighting since a kid. These niggas out of plotting, trying to get what I got. It ain't a lot, but try to take it and you will get popped. Real quick, like a soda can. I'm at it, I don't give a damn. Y'all will never understand something like the sun and sand. Smoking on green eggs and ham, but any plan I execute. Any bitch a nigga stepping to me wrong. Falling with no parachute. Smoking just to stay high. I make West mad.
Why? I wanna be the bad guy.
But that isn't me, 4DB, aka Mr. Bitch. If you talking shit, they fucking with it. The slogan say it all day, I call a bitch, turn around and walk away.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Alright, so far, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Okay, maybe you might change your mind after this.
Listen, like to talk slick, I'm a wall made of brick. They be acting like police interrogate. Calm down, lower tones, working with a short fuse. And when it comes to attitude, I never lose, I'd rather turn my back. Don't know how to act, thinking I'm a slave to the pussy. Never that.
I'm a whole bitch.
What I got's incredible. Dick running this, knocking pussy off a pedestal. Puffing on some medical, these bitches really working nerve. Getting crazy with their words, cussing, acting absurd. I just observe all their craziness and laziness. I want a girl that's all mine, not a baby mama bitch. Hunting for them dollar signs. So you ain't getting mine, and if you making more than me, but don't get out of line. Yeah, I wanna see you shine, never will I hate that. But even rich bitches get smacked out the hair track.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Are you sure that you wanna fuck with me? What you really know what you're getting into?
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say
when you look at me, what do you see? A nigga going hard for his. I made it up to 31, no jail time or any kid. I want a mini me, a itty bitty 4DB. But who am I kidding? None of you bitches wanna marry me. Is this a lost dream? So fuck it then, let's carry on. You wanna yell and scream? Okay, I'm gonna go and write a song. Sticky, I'm still pumping on. I'll take a hit on any verse. Almost took a swing, but I should've, cause you swung first. I could've did it, bitch. The dagger, bitch, is 4DB. Witty gang, I represent. Captain, never save a bitch. Let her drown. I ain't never playing. I'm a big boy. I fuck around, then I'm heading. The only place I call home. Caught a bitch in two with it, singing on the ringtone. She must have heard of us and said that she want all of us. You ain't a what? When we finish here, I hit her up.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
It's decision time.
It really is.
But when you decide, really back it up.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Alright, now that you done said it, you in it.
Full of bitches quick to snitch. I don't want a girl that does that. You power 106, bitch. When I'm in the streets, bending corners, she be
right there.
When I'm in the lobby and look over, she be
right there.
Now I'm getting scared. I ain't scared of death. Oh, we get mad. I'm making bitches say
he's
putting bitches to the test. So listen up, I'm teaching class. Fucking doesn't mean you pass. That's a F. Better choose another pack, cause over here it isn't working. Thinking I'ma give her what she want because her booty twerking. Cause it ain't that important. Tell me, bitch, what else you got? You pretty with a booty and a pussy.
Not a lie.
I take it down and get it back. That's a wrap. Double X. Hell yeah, I'm high. Can't you tell by the way I smell? I got a new shotty ready for my first body. There's nobody left. I be with it killing everybody.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Alright, the song's over now. This is your last chance. This is your last chance.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Alright, that's it. It's on then. Let's make it happen. It's over.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
What's cracking, y'all? Fuck you Fridays, man. If you tuned in live or if you download this in your own convenience, that is what the show is. It is Fuck You Fridays, so thank you for tuning in. Y'all know it's all talking about music, smoking weed with the homie Thrive, chilling out, you know. And, yeah, ain't no telling what's going to happen for the next 2 hours. I don't know if I'm going to be on the air for the next 2 hours, but y'all be here with me for at least a month. We'll be on here. For this smoking this weed, you know what you may hear. Shout out to the boss, ladies, Pastor Shay. For creating Bang Out Radio. Without her, wouldn't exist. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. It's always Chef Q, person want to holler at me. And yeah, that's what it is. So right now I'm smoking, so I don't talk. Never good, but again, fucked up day. Not the whole day wasn't fucked up. I can't even say that because I was having a good day. I was having a really good day. I had a good night last night. Woke up. Good morning. Was ready to go to work. Put in my work. Although, you know, I'm still mad that they cut my hours. You know, nigga down to 25 hours. So, I mean, what grown man can live on 25 hours? But it is what it is. Got to make it work. Whatever. So, again, you know, still a job. So, got to work with that and make that happen. Did that. Went to work. Y'all caught in the back, though. You know, when you're working, and the motherfuckers say, go in the back, so-and-so wants to talk to you, the manager person wants to talk to you. I never like talking to my mom. I don't like talking to my mom. I say, whatever job I've had, I never like talking to my mom. Because I always equate talking to the boss as far as getting you in trouble about something. I mean, I've never really worked a job where bosses want to take me out to eat. You know, it's kind of like, feel like that. We get to hang out with your boss, pull with your boss, and it'll never work out like that. Do something to do something, to get something wrong, that affects something. I didn't want to wind up talking to him. I didn't want to go to the back. Especially after the last time I got called from the back, I got written up. Leaving my home. Even though I think it'd be late as work to shit to relieve me, that's that story. Go in the back, but of course I go in the back and I'm getting my performance review because, you know, niggas are there probation and shit. So I'm up for review now. I don't know if it was 30, 60, 90 days. It had to be 30 days. The first one I got. Okay. First 30 days. So, did that. Got all good marks. You do, you know, you do excellent work. You get a little late every now and then, but shit, my work makes up for that. Love it. Basically, you know, I get a lot of scores. They score you out from 5 being the best to 1 being the lowest. So a couple of 5s, 4s, a few 3s, you know, 3s. But that was on dumb category, so I wasn't tripping off what I was thinking about. Communication. You know, I don't talk to people. When I'm talking to people at work, I already got to talk to all the rest of these people at the damn airport that need help and business and everything like that. I don't got no reason to talk to motherfuckers that I work with unless it's about getting something that works. So, but when you have managers telling you that they communicate with them more, you know, let them know what's up, and they don't feel like there's a reason for that. They must want me to talk to you. They must be trying to deal with you or something. Maybe some advancement is in the works. You know, you never know. Because these motherfuckers want me to talk to you. And how can we improve things? If I come up with a good idea or something, you know, you never know. So, got to see how that works. But, like I said, having a good day, got called in the back. And then, of course, it was funny because it worked. Like I said, once you called in the back, oh, he got crossed. Damn. When motherfuckers get called in the back, like I said, usually it means it's a problem. Like I said, last time I got called to the back, I got written up. So it's funny when I got called back to the back today and then came back to the front, everybody was like, what happened? You know, what happened? You know, that motherfuckers was all... Because, again, motherfuckers get called to the back and don't come back. Because, look, when you get fired at the airport, especially at my job, when you get fired from what I do, they take your badge, like, right there. Like, bam, give me this. Then you have to be escorted off airport property. You know, because you don't work there no more. If you don't work there and you're not traveling, then you don't need to be at the fucking airport. This is they get down. This is how they feel. Then plus after that, you still in your uniform and shit. So then you got to go straight to the office, the other office, which is like off airport, a couple of blocks away. There, you got to go straight to the office and basically strip and turn your shit in. You know what I mean? Like here, like nigga, you do not work here no more. Give us all our shit back. You have to go do some little exit interview or something and all kind of shit. Like, and so it's crazy. But, yeah, good review. Everybody's all like, what happened? Everybody was all worried. Thought a nigga was going to get fired. So I'm like, man, they over here kissing my ass right now, damn near. Might as well be. You know what I mean? Because I'm out here doing shit that nobody else is out here doing. These motherfuckers. And then they ask you questions. during that little interview, like, you know, during your little, so how do you feel you're doing and everything like that? I mean, what do you feel about these things? And, you know, I don't know, I guess, I don't know who they'd be talking to, but it's like, people don't know how to give the right answers. You don't know how to tell people what they want to hear, especially in the job setting and everything like that. Talking about how do you handle safety and everything, or have you been handling safety properly and everything. I'm like, yeah, I feel I have. Like, you know, when people are riding with their kids on these little carts and everything, I tell them to get their kids off because that motherfucker can tip. And she's like, you're absolutely right. I tell people that all the time. I thought I was the only one. Started kissing my ass and shit. All right, my nigga, I'll see you later. Good looking out. Ugh. Thought I was the only one that did that and blase, this, that, or whatever. Like, nope, I do that too. So, like I said, you got to know how to talk to people when it comes to work and what you're trying to do and things you're trying to get accomplished. So, again, I'm having a good day, feeling myself. It's Friday, even though they cut my hours, even though they switched my schedule and I got to go to work tomorrow, it's still Friday. I get off a little bit earlier, so I got a little bit more time to do what I got to do. So, again, I'm not tripping, or I'm trying not to trip, and I'm trying, you know, to stay focused and be positive about the things that transpire. So, get off of work. I got to get on a little shuttle because I don't park on the line. I don't pay for employee parking, all right, because that shit's expensive as a motherfucker every month, and I don't want to have to pay for that shit, especially when they already take in taxes, union dues. You know, I don't need parking taken out of my shit either. So I try to avoid that as much as possible. So then from there, right, I got to get on the, when I get off of work, here's basically what I got to do when I leave. Right? I got to clock out, got to go downstairs, got to get on the shuttle. And the shuttle takes me to the area where my car is parked in that general area. Then I get off the shuttle and walk to my car. Now, again, where I park at, I park in a metered area, but I have a handicap plaque. So I use the handicap plaque at the meter, so you know you don't got to pay for the money. So, bam, basically I got free parking and kind of stuff. This is my thinking, but I'm telling you that now because this little part right here is what fucked up my day. Because I'm on the shuttle. I get off the shuttle. I'm walking to my car as I do every day when I get off and everything like that. And I'm walking to my car and I notice that, you know, there's a cop giving somebody else a ticket. Now, that I'm on that side of the street. So, again, I don't like police. So I go to the other side of the street. My car's on the other side of the street anyway. So I'm walking by. I let that cop, you know, look over. The cop's giving me the ticket. I get in my car. Now, something told me, again, I hate when I don't follow my first mind. I fuck my own shit up sometimes because something told me, don't go to your car right now. Walk around the block maybe, you know, at least once, see what's up or whatever. But something told me just don't go to your car right now. But at the same time, like I said, I'm off of work. I'm ready to go. I don't feel like walking. My feet hurt. I'll be on my feet all day. And, you know, most police, I think, you know, police are already occupied with other motherfuckers. Well, police already got customers. This is what I usually say. When I see cops fuck with people, I'll be like, oh, he got customers. He ain't worried about nobody else. He's focused on what he's doing. So that's what I thought. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to get in my car, get the fuck on, and head out of here. I get in my car. I take the handicap plaque thing out the window, put it under my seat. This motherfucker, and then by the start of my car, I look up. This motherfucker stopped what he was doing. Stopped giving the other dude the ticket. Walked up to my car. Tap the window, you know what I mean, had me roll down the window and shit. And then was like, what? I don't forget the first thing, like I said, it's so fucking dumb, but it was more along the lines of, look, I'm going to try to give you the same deal I'm giving this guy over here. I could arrest you, put you in handcuffs, tow your car, you know, I could call your job, let them know that you have been arrested. You know, and again, These are like threats that he's making to me. You know what I mean? I don't like motherfuckers that make threats to me. I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't threaten me. I'll be on point like, if you, whatever you're going to do, do it. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't threaten me. Or I can give you a citation and, you know, give you the same citation I'm giving him and let you get out of here with a warning. I hate when fucking people, either police or whatever, do shit like this. Look at the options you just gave me. What the fuck am I going to say? Yeah, arrest me. Take me to jail. Tow the car. Am I going to say that? You know what I mean? I hate when motherfuckers come at me like you're doing me a favor. You know, yes, if you're going to do me the favor, then do me the favor. All right, just do me the favor, point blank period. Call it a day. If you're not going to do me a favor, then do what you can. Don't. If you, so he walks back over to his motorcycle with the other dude. So now I got to sit there and wait for this dude to come fuck with me while he's already fucking with somebody else. Now, while he's over there talking to somebody else, I hit a mom. You know what I mean? Because it's mom's placard. It's in her name. When they run that shit, they go, you know, her name's going to pop up or whatever. So I don't want her to get any kind of shit or anything like that behind it. Even though she knows I have it, she damn near helped me get it or whatever, you know. But I want to make sure shit ain't going to get fucked up. So while I'm doing that, I'm talking to moms. Another cop pulls up. I mean, again, this is nothing I don't like. I don't know. This has to be strictly a racial thing, in my opinion. Has to be strictly a racial thing. Because the black cop, the original guy was a black cop that started this whole thing. Black cop. Giving a Mexican dude a ticket. No backup or anything like that. He's giving him a ticket, right? So when his partner comes, or when another motorcycle cop, Mexican cop, which is as long as I don't like Mexican, I'm not even going to say he was Mexican. He was a little light for a Mexican, but Latino maybe, of Latin descent. One of them motherfuckers. Him. Fat, you know, motherfucker, this nigga pulls up, and basically, now he's the one issuing my ticket now. Now he's coming at me all kind of sideways and everything. Yeah, I done had, oh my God, hold on. All right, so I got a little side check. Look, I'm debating on what I'm going to do, because you know I'll fuck you Friday. You never know what may transpire, except here on Bang on Radio. Now I'm going to pick up somebody who needs my assistance with something, and it may be crazy where this conversation goes. So, again, we're gonna see where this may go. I don't know if the call may drop or whatever may happen. So again, bear with me as long as we possibly can. But again, if anything does transpire where I lose y'all or anything happens, I do apologize off top. Y'all know I don't try to do things like that. But the show will, like I said, I'll try to keep the show moving as much as possible. Now that I just wanted to make sure I said that in case that whatever happens in the next hour and a half, you know, I'm solo now, but it won't be like that in a second. All right, get that. But back to the fucking cops, right? So now this motherfucker give me all types of attitude and shit, all right? And it was funny because when he walked up to me, I'm on the phone talking to mom. Like, mom, these motherfuckers is up here, you know, I'm not saying anything like that, but you know what I mean. But these motherfuckers up here about to give me, talking about they're going to arrest me, put me in handcuffs and shit, threatening to get me fired over their fucking handicap flag, and, you know, and now this, and the cop walks up like, you need to get off the phone. I'm like, what? Like, why do I got to get off the phone? Whatever you about to do, you know what I mean, I don't got to get off the phone. And I basically told him, I was like, anyway, it's the person whose handicap flag it belongs to. And then again, like I said, in this whole time, me and my mom got our story straight real quick again. Like I said, I'm from a long line of motherfucking creative people like this. You know, so me and mom's already on point. I'm like, mom, excuse me. Because, again, we were going to go with, well, I'm picking up my mom from the airport, and as long as she's in the car, whatever car she's in is allowed to have a handicap flag. So since that was the case, you know, we went to the quick story where I was picking her from the airport. You know, I was just getting off. Her flight came in around the same time. I had to come pick up the car and go back to pick her up from, you know, from the terminal and everything like that. This motherfucker get on the phone, try to talking to my mom's, like, questioning her, like we didn't just get it together. But, again, it was like she's at the Delta. He asked me all the questions, like, yeah, she has a Delta flight of payment. I'm not exactly sure what flight number it was, blah, blah, blah. Then I had him the phone. He's like, can you hand me the phone? I'm like, yeah, here, talk to her. And then moms get on there, and then, like I said, moms don't take no shit. That's what I love about moms. No matter what, when it comes down to certain shit, moms is a rider for hers, especially when motherfuckers are just on some dumb shit. This is why I don't have no respect for no dumb shit, because my moms don't got no respect for no dumb shit. You know, I was trained not to have no respect for no dumb shit, so I don't. And again, but with me, you know, young black dude and everything like that, sometimes I got to deal with that. Mom, older black woman, you know what I mean? Mature black woman, knows her rights and everything. Nah, she don't got to deal with that shit. She will cuss you the fuck out. So she gets on the phone, like I said, talking to old boy and everything like that, right? So they're on the phone. And now he's questioning her. Oh, what flight are you at? Where are you coming in at? What's your flight information? Man, and then also keep in mind, I'm going to send somebody over there to verify this information. And if you're lying to me, then you can be held just as accountable as this and de blase, this, that. You can be arrested in there. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm getting upset. I'm getting upset because, again, I don't like nobody talking to my moms like that. Like, you need to, you know what I mean? I understand you a cop, police officer, or whatever, but you coming at her on the other hand, I guess I got to think kind of like a cop because he's thinking, you know, this could be any woman. I could have called some bitch, some random bitch, to try to have a lie for me and everything like that or whatever. But again, mom's out of hand on her own, so she started talking like, man, what the fuck? Like, this, that, it's my placard, blase, this, that. But basically, and then he didn't want to talk to her. He was real quick to get off the phone with her and try to give me the phone back because, again, like I said, he couldn't talk to her any way he wanted to. Me, I kind of have to take that shit because, again, I'm in a fucked up situation. It's my car that could be towed. It's me that could be getting handcuffed right now if I say the wrong thing. But you know what I mean? I can't say too much of anything. So he starts asking for the shit, you know, driver's license, the usual, proof of insurance, you know, all that shit. So I give it to him and everything. Now I'm still sitting in the car. I guess he's getting ready to write his ticket or whatever, but before he does all that, I guess they have to fill out some report or something. He's doing all kinds of shit. He's taking pictures of the car. But also in this time, again, it started off with one bike cop, then another bike cop. But the bike cop that's fucking with me, giving me my ticket, done called for backup. And now three or four more police cars done pulled up on this street that I'm at for me for a fucking handicap flat. Like, are we serious? For me? And when this all started, there was one bike cop over here, and motorcycle cops, not bike, bicycles, but motorcycle cops. It started off with one motorcycle cop, and now y'all got, but he can handle that over there, right? That was all good, but all y'all and the motherfuckers need to be over here for me, though, right? All five cars with two people each in them got to be over here for me. Like, I'm going to do something, right? Like, I didn't just, like, I'm coming off of fucking work. You know what I mean? I'm just leaving work. And all this is necessary and everything, right? All this. Motherfuckers taking pictures of the car. You know, I got cops walking around my car looking at me and shit all weird and everything. They over there cracking jokes at each other and shit, laughing and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Pointing at the car, pointing at the license plate and shit. I bet they was trying to find all kind of shit fucked up about me. And the whole time all these motherfuckers is doing this, the original black cop who started everything walking up to me trying to be all humble and shit now, trying to, you know what, we could talk man-to-man off the record. Like, what the fuck is this? This is not a CSI episode, Law and Order and shit. What the fuck do you mean you want to talk to me off the record? What the fuck we got to talk about? Don't try to be all cool and shit with me now because you see half the fucking airport police force that pulled up over here because of your ass. You couldn't let me go the fuck home. Now you want to be all buddy-buddy and shit. Fuck up out of here. You the reason I'm into this. And now that you see what it done caused, because, again, the first thing the black dude said was, you know, I'm going to cut you the same. That's what originally happened. Like I said, that's what started it all off. He was going to cut me a deal. You know, blase. You were supposed to be showing my ticket. But then he handed it over to his partner, and now his partner is trying to get everything up out. You know, all the shit that this black dude threatened me with, his partner was actually about to do and really do. And then want to sit up here and tell me, like, you know, I told my partner to cool down or I told my partner to, you know, let that shit go or whatever, things like that or whatever, you know, like you're doing me a favor. And again, if you are, then I hope so because you put me in this fucked up situation. But again, now you're trying to sit up here and be all buddy-buddy with me and everything. And again, I got to fucking play the role and everything like that because now you want to be man-to-man. So I can't just sit up here and be like, fuck you and everything like that, you know. So I tell him the shit, same thing I tell y'all, you know, fucking work, cut my hours and everything. He's up here telling me, well, why don't you just park in the employee parking lot? Motherfuckers, because they charge me 40, 50, 55 bucks a month and that shit keeps rising up. You know what I can do with that? That's why. And they just cut my hours. I'm getting 25 hours a week, man. I don't even get full time in the first place. I was just barely getting 35 to 38 hours, you know what I mean? And I was fighting for those. So, and now I'm down to 25. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's not, and I'm trying to tell this mother, I'm not these dumbhead motherfuckers you out here looking for, man. I done went to college. How did college go? Man, college fucked me over too. My planner that was supposed to, you know, direct me in college or whatever, directed me wrong, and I basically wasted 2 years. And by the time it was too late, I was in debt and everything like that. Couldn't come out of that situation. Like I said, motherfucker, I'm trying to put my life together, and shit like this keeps happening. Told that motherfucker, look, today, I was having a good-ass day. So I came over here, and now look at what's going on. So what the fuck? Hell yeah. And then he going to try to give me his little story and shit. You know, I've been a cop for 7 years, and, you know, I wanted to be a cop because I didn't want people to think that all cops were assholes. And, you know, I wanted to be able to cut people breaks and blase. Hey, get the fuck up out of here. You think I care? I mean, honestly, do you really think I give a fuck? And then, motherfucker, well, I know somebody who, you know, they be hiring and everything like that, want to give me the name and the number of some other place that's hiring and shit. And I may still call because, like I said, I ain't never afraid of work, so I may go get me some more money and shit or whatever. But it's besides the point. You know what I mean? All these people over here, all this manpower, all this aggravation, all these motherfuckers questioning me and shit, all this extras, for what? If you didn't want to put me through no shit, you could have let me drive the fuck off and go home. I said, I can't stand people. Like I said, once you cross a certain line with me, you can't go back. You crossed that line when you did what you did, and now you're trying to be all helpful and shit because you realize your partner and all these other motherfuckers is about to do all this extra shit. And I ain't about, and I wasn't, and all I was trying to do was go home. So, that's my day, my night, so far. I don't know what's about to happen for the rest of the night. That's just the main thing that was really just been bugging me. Because, again, with my life, I say it all the time, which I'd be so sad to say, but like I said, I try not to be happy. I try not to be joyful. I try not to be like that because whenever I'm actually happy, I'm feeling good about things, I'm enjoying things, and, you know, I'm liking how things are going, something always happens that shoots it down. And again, let me not live up to my responsibility because, again, I'm not handicapped, so, okay, I shouldn't have a handicap placard and everything like that. But, again, I really believe it boils down to the money. Because who am I really harming? Where I park at, no handicapped people park there anyway. Why? Because it's too far from wherever they would actually need to be. So, again, we all know that there's no real handicapped people parking over here. We all know this, right? So we already have that understanding. But this has been going on for I don't know how long. But it's about the money. Why? Because it's metered parking. So if we're parking there for free and we're not handicapped, well, that's taken away, I guess, from somebody who would be paying money to park their car at the meter there. But, again, nobody is going to fucking park there and pay money and walk because, again, this place is still far enough from wherever anything really is, if you get what I'm saying. It's far enough where nobody's going to pay money to park their car there at a meter parking for 2 hours, especially when it costs damn near $5 per hour. These are things we all know. So at least people are parking here. So what they're also probably trying to get over on is, like I said, they can't give away parking tickets for those people that are dumbasses enough to park there and let their meters run over and everything so they can't, you know, put out the parking tickets and this and that or whatever. So it's all about the money. Motherfuckers can't even go to work. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Really it is. So, But because motherfuckers feel like they're losing whatever little bit of change that they can get or whatever from these few parking spaces, you know, they gotta fuck with everybody. So fuck that. Everybody gotta get their shit fucked up. You know, everything gotta go. And I don't like that. I don't like that ideology. I don't. It's like, did you guys have a meeting You know what I mean? At the airport police station briefing, when you guys have briefings in the morning, and your whole goal was to crack down on motherfucking people using handicapped parking placards at these meters and everything, and that's your job today was to fuck these people over today. That's what you were supposed to do. And there's not other things that can be going on that can be used by police, you know, airport police. There's nothing else better that y'all really have to do. And maybe there wasn't. And then again, if there wasn't, then just relax. I mean, and like I said, does this make y'all, and it has to make people feel better. It has to make it feel better. The way they were laughing at me about how I'm going to give a nigga a ticket and everything like that, blah, blah. Like I said, this is why I couldn't be a cop. I couldn't be nobody like that or whatever, because if you're happy about fucking with people, then there's something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. So, anyway, this is something I have to get off my chest. I'm not even gonna worry about this person I'm picking up. I'm just gonna call it tonight. I just have to get that out. Like I said, let me check and see. Is anybody calling in tonight? Anybody calling? Right. Is empty right now. Well, like I said, I just had to get that off. Just make sure y'all, like I said, fuck with the rest of the Bang Out Radio lineup. Five Sundays, I'll probably talk about a little bit more. I got some other shit I'm going to get into on Sunday, though. That shit is illin'. But, yeah, we're going to talk about that every Sunday, 8 to 10. All right. Triple M Show, Mo' Music Monday, 8 to 10, All Music, No Talk. All right. Turn for Tuesdays is the Hood Geeks. Every Tuesday, 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesday, Come Night, Dagger, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday. 6 to 8. I'm sorry. From 8 to 10. All shows are from 8 to 10, except for West Coast Wednesday Tum Nights, which is from, again, 9 to 11. All right? Because we got to keep it a little bit later that night. All right? So that's where we're at. That's what it do. Thank you for supporting Bang Out Radio. Keep sending your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And as always, like I said, you fuck with me. I fuck with y'all. And, it is what it is. I'll let y'all late, and think I can at least do. Let me see. This is what I'm about to do. I'm about to smoke my ass off because me think I got to work tomorrow. So fuck that. About to get high, call it a night, and go back to the bullshit tomorrow. All right.
Bam!
I hated music. Dagger bitches. Go down with it.
Uh-huh.
I know y'all didn't think the witty game was witty on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
Motherfucker wear like hair.
I know them. I'm the homies.
We all about to do what we do.
I got five, West got five, now that's 10. We got five, two with it, two that make a twin. I be got five, that make a quote, a nigga keep up. These beans for the trees, so please roll that weed up. Tacky stay creased up, my tuck stay late. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns, and war I declare. I swear, I will smoke you niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hot box with me.
Sticky green, no seeds. Guaranteed to be the best move. Hit the blunt and let it go. Bang the fold and let it go.
Ready for
the show, bro. You know we full of throttle. Smoke weed and get high. Got five. That's the motto.
Forever on the grind. I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood. You're dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug. It's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine. You'll get plugged. Yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion. Burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucking flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last zip. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the bag, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass high. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cuss weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub IG.
We got five on it.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
yelling fuck a bitch, smoking blood to the face. Drank Remy, no chase, pill popping, no shade. This is the face, criminals the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 110 so ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps in the prop notes. I got 5x4 on the drink and the draw. Play them all, no exemption. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's with it, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Load and throw, pass it back and forth. Thick and low, tip and slow, got 5 on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, this is the bitch I ballin', ha ha. She gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sinning. So I got 5 on whatever. Let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire.
Please stop calling the party.
Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed. You should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, weed, that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sticky looey. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you wanna sue me even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high, staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed. Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give a nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of
something.
Got 5.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got 5 on it.
Fuck with that other shit.
We got 5 on it.
5.
Yo, push them blunts and roll them fast.
That better be no pinheads, bitch. 5
on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Down, down, down.